Now, one of the places I like to visit on occasion upon going back home to the Philippines is to go and visit the little chapel where I was baptized. The little chapel down the mountainside where my parents lived. And it's just a small chapel. I think it's just a quarter of this size. And there's not even a backrest, it's just benches. It's nice, it's very nice, and it's the place where I was as a baby in the arms of my parents, and I'm sure many others before me and after me first encountered Christ in baptism. It's a place where I was and others were baptized as priest, prophet, and king. And perhaps some of us gathered here today have been baptized here in this very church. Maybe some of us know not where we were baptized. I hope all of us know where we were baptized. Regardless, we as a Christian people gather here today as priest, prophet, and king in our baptism. We are baptized in the priestly ministry of Christ, that our lives are offered sacrifice as a worship, spiritual worship to the Father. And that we share also in the prophetic ministry of Christ, as well as the kingly role, being good stewards of creation. Now, there is an overarching theme in Scripture, as of late, to the image and prophecy, the idea of prophecy, which we, something all of us share by virtue of our baptism. Whether it was our gospel this past Sunday, where Jesus, if you recall, the prophet, who was clearly not well received by those in his native place. Or let us turn to Amos in our first reading today, a prophet who is also not well received by the priests, the rulers and the prophets that he encountered. And then here in our gospel, the disciples, we encounter the disciples who themselves are sent as prophets in all simplicity to preach and heal and encounter God's people. And in the latter two of these three stories, Amos and the disciples, there is a unique similarity they share between Amos, a shepherd and dresser of sycamores. That's quite interesting. A dresser of sycamores. And the disciples, a band of ragtag fishermen, tax collectors, among other working classmen. We see essentially everyday people, an everyday group of people. They are everyday people with everyday jobs, with everyday tasks, who not only have been called, but have willingly responded to the call to be prophets. They are everyday people who have not only been sent, but willingly went and proclaimed the message of the gospel. Brothers and sisters, in each of us, there is an Amos. In each of us, there is a disciple. And like them, we are workers. Some of us are trained as nurses, teachers, restaurant workers, farmers, doctors, plumbers, or even priests and religious. And like them, all of us, and I mean no offense by this, all of us are quite ordinary people. And yet too often I find people who believe that their simplicity, their daily lives, and their talents, or lack thereof, cannot contribute to the building of the kingdom of God, let alone to this very community of faith. There is this false belief that in our simplicity and in our ordinariness, we have little to nothing to offer. I think we need only look to this shepherd, Amos, the dresser of sycamores, and to the ragtag band of men who followed Jesus. All were ordinary. All were simple. And the disciples even lacked the basic necessities of food, sack, money, and second tunic. And yet, they still went. They preached. They healed. They shared God's love. Pope Francis recently authored an apostolic exhortation titled Gaudete et Exultate, or in English, Rejoice and Be Glad. And in it, he points out the call of all Christians to live their baptismal vows, to be prophets in the ordinariness of life. And in short, to find a more perfect way of doing what we are already doing, to claim the gifts we carry and offer them with the community, to uncover the voice that we possess and proclaim the good news, the gospel. And I really liked it because it's very simple, easy to read, and it gives a lot of examples of men and women that I find myself saying, oh, I think I know this person. I think that was my religion teacher back home who have lived this kind of ordinary holiness, this holiness in her own life. Obviously, in my newness in this community, I am only just uncovering the many areas and ministries of our parish. And as we make this journey together, I think today is a reminder, good reminder, that we are in this community together. We cannot go this road alone. You all are familiar with the saying, no man is an island. That's why we are called a church, a community of faith, and we travel together. And each of us are invited to not only reflect on our gifts, the gift that God has given us, but how we share our lives with this community in service to one another. Now, today it is easy to think that what we have heard proclaimed in our scripture were just stories about long ago where Amos and the disciples were called and sent. In truth, we read, we proclaim and unfold our own story. It is the story of our own calling, of our own sending. It is a story where we find that in the ordinariness of our lives, we too can find a perfect way of what we are already doing. And the gifts before us today are an image of just that. Simple bread, simple wine, they are made perfect. And this food which nourishes us physically now nourishes us spiritually, so that we, as prophets, by virtue of our baptism, can respond to the call that we have received. Amen.